Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I was just watching the news on CBS News this week, and they're talking about the Holocaust. They were talking about the Holocaust that, let me pull this up right here so I can find it. They were talking about concentration camps, and they were talking about ghettos that were used to be able to corral and concentrate, bring them in all together, the Jews together, and Christians, and anybody that they felt that was against them or they wanted to get rid of. And there was actually, they found out, they reported this on CBS News, 46,200 concentration camps.
Wow.
I believe that it was 46,200 concentration camps. And this is what I want to talk to you about. This is so important, because what the devil has planned for you if you tend to walk in darkness is so outside your box. It's so outside. You, even when he's doing it to you, and you're going to hear about this in the extra hour when you hear Supreme Court Judge Anthony Scalia, when he's doing it to you, you still are thinking, this just can't be.
Right.
But he's doing it to you. And you have to pay attention. The reason why what will give you perspective is when you're walking in the light. It's obvious when you're in the light. If you're in darkness, you'll deny it to the last moment. And so this young, this older lady now, she was a survivor of the Holocaust. And she was 13, I believe, at the time. And they brought her family and all these folks, all these Jews from the ghettos, and they're taking them to a concentration camp. And they brought them on cattle cars, where you carry cattle on. They pack people, and they're so tight. They took all their luggage from them, and they're taking them. This is Lucifer's desire for you, by the way. He wants to kill you, steal from you, and destroy you. And if you think you can profess to be, walk in the light and walk in darkness at the same time, you know, you got a train ride in your future.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It might not be a literal train ride, but you have a train ride. And so, and that's not the, what the Jews were doing. They just didn't. The enemy just hated them so much. They hated God's people, and Satan hates you. He hates you. Even if he's your friend, you're considered a frenemy. You know what I'm saying? A combo deal.
Yeah.
And in the context of that, she's being interviewed, and this is so important what she said was, she said, within the moment, within 30 minutes of the train arriving, the cattle car arriving with all of the Jews on it, within 30 minutes, most of the people on all those trains were dead.
Wow.
Within 30 minutes. That quick.
Wow.
Just to snuff you out. And when your parents telling you, son, daughter, when they're telling you that you need to live in the light, they're telling you that you could be snuffed out. Satan wants to snuff your life out in the next 30 minutes. He wants to be able to, you know, you go out in darkness and think you can make it through the night, and you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, and you're intoxicated by some drug or something, and you're following darkness. Listen, outside you being the mercies of God on your life, that, that Satan wants to, within 30 minutes, he snuffed out those, most of those Jews that was on that train. And so, and she, so what she said was in her interview, we're talking about 46,200 camps and ghettos.
Wow.
You know, and so when you start seeing, I remember driving through Northern Texas, and I was looking at some things up in Northern Texas. I'm like, that looks like a camp. Like, you know, and it had FEMA on the side of it. And it was
a camp.
Freaky. It was freaky. Yeah, like a camp. And I'm not into saying all that, but if you look at history, it's going to feel like it wasn't really happening. And so in the context that she was 13 when that happened. And so she just kind of just disassociated from it. That's what you do when tragedy happens, because her parents were killed, her brothers were killed, her father was killed. They divided the men and the women. That's what I was telling earlier. I was talking about people just listen. They just do exactly what they're, what, without even thinking what somebody's telling them. They don't even know if they have authority in their life. All the men on this side, all the women on that side, stand this way. And that's exactly what was going on. They separated the men. And so
we kind of saw that happening, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And so she says when they take her, and she's 13 years old, to barracks area, she said, they said, where are our parents? And they're barking orders off at us. They get off the train, they're just like rapping. Rah, 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 rah. It's really what's happening today in America. Did you just barricade the soldiers from... Anyway, so... Hmm. And so the... they pointed at the ovens and said, your parents are over there with the ovens. And the smoke was coming up from their parents' ashes.
Mm.
Listen, hell is real. Mm. Satan is real. Darkness is real. You can't partner. You cannot use his tactics and think you're not going to end up like Korah with the ground splitting under you in your eternal existence. And so she kind of separated herself from it. But then she was looking at a picture years later, a picture, because they're doing an encyclopedia that talks about the Holocaust. But they're also talking about this new founding, which is they found out there was 46,200 of them, I believe the number is. CBS News is reporting. And so she's looking at the book, and she sees a picture of her getting off the train at 13.
Oh, wow.
And it all flooded back. Everything came back, you know. And the thing is at that point, it was just surreal. I know it happened, but it didn't happen. And that's how the enemy is, you know. He's wanting you to be deceived. He's wanting you to convince you that it's not happening. It is happening. And I got to tell you, when we get back from this break, I got to tell you what she said. It will just shock you.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse, and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak, and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center, because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going, because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth, to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about the tactics of Lucifer and understanding, kind of get to understand God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We break that down. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, which means, hey, get knowledge. It could prevent destruction.
Right.
And there's a huge movement for a long time that we refer to as being spirit led, which is like, okay, I'm going to shut down all my senses.
Right.
I'm going to shut down all my brain, and I'm just going to say spirit led. And for years now, I went around and God would reveal things to me in the natural sense. He would reveal things to me and through wisdom in itself. He would reveal things to me by sending people to me, and I would shut all that down. And I would wait, and that's probably why he started speaking to me so much in dreams. It's like, okay. And, of course, when I read Chuck Pierce's and Larry Kreider's combo book, Returning Back to the Authentic Christian Authenticity, mm-hmm. I believe it's called, and Chuck applies all these things that God's doing and brings them together as latitudes and longitudes and unfolds in part. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so much easier. Because yeah. like, I knew all that already.
Right.
And now, in addition to that, you have this words of knowledge and prophecy and what God is saying in his word. And so he says, my people were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Listen, church, we need to wake up and learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking right now at CBS segment. You got to see this. We're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch because I'm looking at this young 13-year-old girl. She was 13 years old. She's Jewish, and she's being taken to a Holocaust concentration camp coming from the ghettos. Her name is Irene Weiss. And she was talking about how surreal it was. It just wasn't real, even though this is happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just getting off a cattle car, and you're going to be able to see her when you see this. And she's looking back. Can you see where she's looking back there?
Mm-hmm.
She's looking back for her sister because her sister just got separated from her.
Wow.
And so, but it's still like, you know, and it's sort of like the movie theater was when we were going to see that movie. Right. And it's like, you know, it says prisoners over the door. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go in there as prisoner. And everybody's like, get in. You know, it's like, oh, my, right?
Right,
it's like,
yeah.
And it's like people coming up trying to help you get in. It's like, well, mm-hmm. how do you need me to tell them to get in the train? They're like, I don't need to see this movie. This is America. I may stand outside this thing. I need to think for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
My spirit's shouting at me. Something's not right. Mm. And that's what happened here. Everybody just kept, okay, go to the ghetto. Okay, you know, okay, go to the ghetto. Okay, get in the train. Okay, go to the area they have us concentrated to be able to protect us. And it's always surreal. And she said, until she saw these pictures that you're going to be able to see in just a moment on the VFN Torch, you're going to be able to watch this. It's going to break your heart. But right now, you see these two little boys right here? Mm-hmm. That's her brothers, man.
Oh, wow.
That's her brothers. And she, for the longest time, when she saw these pictures, she goes, her heart just went out because her brothers got killed. Most of those people that got off those trains, immediately, within 30 minutes, she said, were dead.
Wow.
They would take them straight to the showers where they had the gas come out, and they would gas them and then take them to the ovens and the mass burial, the bodies. Mm. Understand, that's Lucifer.
Mm.
Hell is real. And the reason why we put the picture of Lucifer that we did and we're talking about, are they using Lucifer's tactics, is because when you study about him, that's what he actually looks like and describes him. But also, you know, the Lord has shown Pat, mm-hmm. you know, and had these encounters in his dreams as God was showing him and unfolding, you know, a tactics of Satan. Mm-hmm. And that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like. Mm-hmm. And he looks like hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that has a whole new meaning, don't it?
Right?
he looked like hell. Anyway, so this is her too. Brothers, I mean, look at the terror on their faces. Their family's been separated from them. Look at that face, man. My heart's
agonizing,
like, oh my
yeah.
goodness, you just want to pick him up and you want to rescue him. And think about it. He just saw everybody divided. He just came from the ghettos. What's going on with that young mind? What's going mm-hmm. on? What's mm-hmm. happening? My sisters are gone. Ashes are coming up from the ovens over there where the folks are being burned.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine what the young kid's face is. This is how evil he is. I mean, mm-hmm. what has this kid done?
Mm-hmm.
This kid hasn't done nothing. So when you hear people like the president of Iran deny the Holocaust, this actually happened, when you hear his Ayatollah and folks that our president's shaking the hand with, and these folks are denying the reality of what happened to God's people. When they're embracing radical Islam and they're embracing this whole Quran-type aspect of it, they're embracing the destruction of the Jews, And Christians, anybody that's not Islamic, yeah. but they're talking about pushing these guys. But look at this boy's face. Tell me, what do you see when you see this boy's terror? It's his forehead.
Yeah.
It's all wrinkled up, and it's just like, what do you? I mean, it doesn't even compute.
Yeah, as you're sharing, talking about that, reminds me of a movie called The Boy in Striped Pajamas. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to watch it.
Yeah.
It's about the boy that grew up in a concentration camp, and another boy that his father was in the German army.
Right.
And there's a. They go to meet with each other, and they play with a fence that separates both of them.
Oh wow! So the concentration camp fence. Yeah, oh wow!
Meets up at the property where the little boy, the German boy, lives.
Oh yeah. Wow!
And he's not in the face of all this evil and seeing all the things that's happening. He's not getting it that his father, that he loves, is a part of killing his friends, family, and people.
Oh.
Oh, his father is doing. Oh, wow.
Right. So
yeah.
The boy's father is in the military, is in the German military. Mm. And the little boy, he's playing there. He's like, what's your dad doing over there carrying that stuff? And why do you wear those funny pajamas? And they weren't pajamas. It was the uniform that the Germans made them put on. But in the face of all this evil, everyone was so desensitized.
Right.
You got to
right.
watch yes. the movie because it gets you to see the paradigm of what was happening right. in such great evil. And then you see the smoke coming from the chimneys. She's awful.
Right. And that's the truth. That's what she's saying was, it's just, even the one that was on the train mm-hmm. was saying, you know, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And even to the point where she saw these pictures, when she saw her brother's face, saw her coming off the train, it all came back and she had to tell herself, this thing is real. And you're mm-hmm. going to be able to see this. You go to VFN Torch, you're going to be able to see this. But you look right here, so she always like, my mother. She never could find her mother, but she saw her brothers.
Mm.
But then she got a magnifying glass, and she found out this lady right here is her mother.
Oh, my.
And within a short period of time, they were taken to those showers and forced to breathe gas. When you think about who's being gassed, like the Kurds being gassed mm-hmm. and saw it in Iraq
yeah.
and in Syria where they're gassing folks. Well, they gassed God's people. And they told him it was a shower.
Mm-hmm.
They told him that it was a shower, and they were going to get cleaned up because riding in those cattle mm-hmm. cars. And as soon as they got in there and took off their clothes to get the shower, all of a sudden this gas came down, mm-hmm. and it killed God's boy. This little boy, this little girls,
mm-hmm.
and killed them. And then they took their dead bodies and threw them in ovens and burned their bodies and threw other bodies in mass graves.
Mm-hmm.
And she even says, going through this, and that's her losses.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, It just doesn't connect. And you're going to hear about in the extra hour, that's what Lucifer wants you to think. But listen, it's only confusing, really, really, if you're not walking around the light.
That's right.
And we say it often, but it's so important that 81%, according to George Barna, of people who call themselves Christians are not even reading the light. They're not even the words. You don't have a perspective of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And walking in darkness. Walking in darkness. That and claiming to be in the light, which means you're going to be deceived. You're mm-hmm. going to be, it's easy for you to be deceived. And some people are going to be shot because they're acting like the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to end up on a Christian train, for example.
Right.
They're going to say, no, I was just trying to buy in, make a part of the crowd. And it's like, how could you say I was? And so I just want to just say that as we're talking about these tactics, this is the goal. The goal of Satan is to steal, kill, and destroy. When we say Lucifer, that's Satan.
Right.
He is an angel cast out of heaven. Why? Because he organized one-third of the angels. He organized the first community, as Alinsky says in his books, Rules for Radicals, against God, just like he did through the dark religious folks that happened when they organized against God again, Jesus Christ, and said, crucify him. Crucify him. We are talking about, I've been talking about... Are they using Lucifer tactics to mm-hmm. be able to organize America and the world and kind of get in a light, a word perspective, what would God have to say about it? And if you missed the first hour, you need to catch it because it's dark times, but it's always been dark. You know, mm-hmm. thick darkness covers the earth. Thick darkness covers mankind. But Jesus Christ came as the light. But the thing about this is the blessing, this is what I'm finding out more and more about the blessing is that you're living off the light of a blessing on a mm-hmm. nation, not your own light.
Mm-hmm.
So when the nation's light goes out, you find out you never were walking in the light. You're walking in a nation that had light. And so I want to encourage you that don't worry about it if you're walking in the light because you're always going to have a flashlight. You're always going to mm-hmm. be able to see. But if you've been walking off in a blessed nation thinking that you're the one responsible for that and not even offended that they're blocking World War II soldiers outside of their memorial, understanding they fought for you to have a country that could have the First Amendment, to have the light, then you're pretty much walking probably in darkness because
yeah.
you don't understand how it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
And but you can walk in the light. You can make Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the Lord of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to do that now. I would encourage you, now's a good time. You know, always now's a good time, but
Today's
understand this, when the lights go out, not going to be good.
Mm.
And but if you carry the light, if you're a carrier of the light, it doesn't matter where you go. You don't need electricity. You don't need
mm-hmm.
Us. I mean, think about this. The second great awakening happened on horseback. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.